Good evening, church family. Thank you, Lock Haven Baptist Church, for joining me in the pastor's study this evening, Wednesday, the 27th of May. We're glad that you're here. We've enjoyed the rain the Lord has sent our way. We're so thankful that He cares for us, even in the matters of bringing rain our way. Let's join our hearts together in prayer, and then we'll have a choir special here in a moment. Father, thank you again for allowing us this opportunity to meet in the pastor's study. Bless us, Lord, as we study your word. Open our hearts and minds to your word. Teach us something, Lord, that help us to be more Christ-like, more in a way that we would honor you with our lives, and that our nation, our city, our family, our friends would see there is a God in heaven, and we love him, and he is our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's listen as the choir sings for us tonight. Grace is sufficient for me. I see Brother Scott already listed a prayer request, and Mitch Lee and family. He lost his wife, Katharina, to cancer. He says she was saved. So be in prayer for the Lee family. The Lee family. We've got quite a few announcements tonight, so I'm going to get right into those, and then we will be getting into our prayer request here in just a moment. I think I have Brother Ray keyed up to play an instrumental for us for the time that we spend together praying. If I can just move him over there, he's ready now. All right, now Friday, remember you can pick up your bread after 11 o'clock. All day Saturday you can pick up bread. Brother Ray will have the fellowship hall unlocked there, and then Sunday before church, you can pick up bread and sweets from as well. Saturday at 10:30, teens, don't forget there's a work day. If you're going to go to camp, you need help with camp, please make sure that you come and be a part of that. Saturday at 10:30, there will be a lunch provided after y'all do the work that is there. So we're looking forward to that, spending some time together in the Family Life Center. Don't forget Saturday at 3 o'clock to spend time in prayer, ladies, with Sister Kim. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock Sunday school. Sunday morning, 11 o'clock worship service. That is in person and live stream as well. We'll have Brother Martin and his family with us, our missionaries to Argentina. They'll be giving us an update on the work in Argentina. Also, Tuesday, June the 2nd, 10 o'clock, Bible time with Brother Ray. These are active coming up here in the next couple of services time. Coming soon, on June the 7th, we'll be adding back our 6:30 evening service and prayer time at 6 o'clock, Sunday evening services. And also for the senior appreciation and recognition service that's coming up on the 7th as well, that Sunday evening. Wednesday evening the 10th, June the 10th, prayer time and prayer service will be held live in person here at the church. We'll begin our Wednesday evening service back up June the 10th. So those are some things that are coming. As Brother Ray plays instrumental piano piece for us, if you have a prayer request, please go ahead and type it in, and we will go through it and pray for it at the end of this here piece that Brother Ray is going to play for us. Remember our church family, our deacons, the ministries of the church, the Scripture Press, all of our law enforcement personnel, the elected officials, and courts that we pray for, all the folks that have unspoken. I see Brother Scott said they need traveling mercies. Kayla asked prayer for Sue Vitelli, her Gigi. She has a cyst on her brain. And they say they're going to monitor it for now and see if it grows. Sister Jennifer Stevens has procedures coming up. Remember those. Sister Barbara Jones asked prayer for Sister Carpenter today. She's not doing well, actually in the hospital. So pray for Sister Carpenter, a good friend of hers. Any other prayer requests that you type, I'll try to see them. Get those mentioned as we go along. Boy, Brother Ray was at it this morning, wasn't he? This evening. Appreciate that, Brother Ray. It was a beautiful piano instrumental. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's ask God to bless as we bring our petitions before Him. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to intercede on behalf of our church family. Lord, our church, we need you. Lord, we are a people of faith, people of prayer. We ask you, God, that in the times that we don't have the ability within us to believe, help our unbelief. God, when the storms of life washes over us and spins us in a tailspin, Lord, I just ask you, you'd help us. Lord, there's those who have cancer, other illnesses that we're praying for. We're praying for lost people, our missionaries and their families. We do ask you to give safety to travel for the Martin family as they drive in from Texas, coming over for this coming Sunday and to be with us. We ask you to bless them. We ask you to open doors of opportunity for our missionaries to serve you and to honor you as they share the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for our church family who loves you. And Lord, we want to recognize our inabilities to live holy and righteous without you. Forgive us where we failed you. Help us, Lord, to be a lighthouse to our community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now tonight, I've gone a little bit further back in the archives. Some of you will remember Brother Bruce Fry. Well, I'm going to key him up and get him to sing a few song, a song for us before the message, and see if I can get this stopped right on time. It may be, that's not it. Maybe it'll be a little too soon, but we'll see.
Now there, old friend of mine, I might sing sometime. We'll stop by and ask me, hey, where you been? It's on your mind. You wonder why I'm not drinking and still painting this old town red. Tell him I'm serving Jesus now, and the old man is dead. Man, you see before you may look a lot the same. May wear the same clothes, have the same old name. You're looking on the outside, could see inside instead. You would see a brand new man, the old man is dead. See, according to the Word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. To live such a wicked life, I had no hope inside. I was lost in darkness, searching for the light. Then one night in a little church, after hearing what the preacher said, he gave my life to Jesus, and the old man was dead.
Praise the Lord. It is a blessing to be saved and to have the Lord Jesus Christ living inside of us as our personal Lord and Savior, and to know that we are alive and a new creature in Christ. Take your Bibles, if you would. Take it and turn to Psalms chapter number 16 tonight. Psalms chapter number 16. And while you're turning there, I'll move the key forward a little bit and get Brother Fry ready to sing another one for us after the message tonight before we close. Psalms chapter number 16, verse number 11. Psalms chapter 16, verse number 11. We're only going to deal with one verse tonight. Although Psalms chapter 16 is a wonderful, wonderful chapter. If you look at verse 5, I told you we'd only look at one verse, but let's cheat a little bit and back up and see verse 5. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. This here chapter is full of wonderful truths in it. So in your own time, maybe even when we're done, it's only 11 verses here. Go back and look at it. At all the truths there, but I just want to spend a little bit of time in verse 11 tonight, Psalms chapter 16, verse number 11. And there's three thoughts in verse 11 that I want to look at and maybe get a little help for us tonight on God's plan for our life. God's plan for our life. Now, a lot of folks struggle with this and trying to figure out what is God's plan for our life. And so I think since God is the creator of all things, He created you and I, and God is sovereign, God has a plan for us. The way we find that is to get into the Word of God and allow Scripture to teach us and to reveal to us written truths that we can live by, that God will guide us and direct us into our particular plan for each and every one of us in our lives. So Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So God's plan for my life and for your life. That's what we're going to talk about just for a little bit tonight. I will not keep you long here, but in Psalms chapter 16, verse 11, there's three truths that we want to look at concerning the plan that God has for us in our life. Now, you can see God's design and His order in everything. Today, they were trying to send up a manned rocket. Fortunately, we're not able to because of weather, into the outer space, out into the where all the planets are, where we can look out and we can see the stars. You know, if you look and you study the stars, you can see that there was a designer. They're not out there just in a chaotic pattern. They're in a design. Ships and mariners and navigators use those. Stars that have been there, and they're in a set pattern. You know, you think about leaves, just the simple thing of leaves. Brother Paul Bentley and I was out in the woods not too long ago, and Brother Paul said he had this app that was going to, if you took a picture of a particular leaf, it will tell you through whatever system they had what type of leaf that is. But if you look at a leaf, every leaf has its own design. There's many leaves. Oak leaves, it has different families, live oak and white oak and so forth and so on. There's poison ivy. Well, you want to know that design. Poison oak, if you're ever out in the woods, if you're allergic to it. But there are designs there. They're not just chaotic. And so in everything we look at, in weather patterns, people, they can watch, meteorologists can watch the weather, and they can see through the design of the weather patterns, how the weather's going to react. And it's it sometimes is chaotic, the weather, but it's under the control of God. And so if there's a design in all this and in everything we see, the same God that designed the leaves, the weather, the planets and the stars, and they're all in order, the same one that brought a design and brought order, because the Bible teaches us in the New Testament, God is a God of order, the same God that did that, I believe, has a plan for the crown of His creation. Now, many times I say to the ladies at church, I say, you know, you are the crown of creation. That means the topping, the final, the finish. But humanity is, as God created humans in His image and His likeness, male and female created He them. And there's a design for us. And so, the God that has designed all this, the God of heaven, is the God of heaven and earth that designed all that we know and designed you and I. He doesn't want us to live chaotic. He has a plan for us, but mankind, humans, have a free agent. Not like all the other nature. You know, nature has no power of choice. The banana tree, when it's planted, the seed of the banana, when it's planted, when it's down in the earth and water gets on it and the seed begins to germinate and the plant begins to come up out of the ground, out of the dirt and begin to seek out sunlight, it don't all of a sudden stop and say, you know, I'm really not sure I'm liking this here idea of being a banana tree. I think I want to be a strong, mighty oak. And he doesn't dip his head back into the ground and come out an oak. He doesn't have, nature does not have that choice. But friend, you and I are agents, free agents of choice. And we may accept the perfect will of God for our life and try our best to live it out, though we will fail, though we will falter, or we can reject it. It was God's will for Jonah to go to Nineveh. That was God's will, the direct will. That wasn't, God didn't come to you and I said, go to Nineveh. He came to Jonah. And Jonah rejected God's will. And he got away from God. He backslid and went out and they had to cast him out. You know the story. He spent 3 days in the belly's well, the well of the belly there. And so just like Jonah can reject the will of God for his life, we have that choice. And the Bible says in Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11 is where we're going to spend all the majority of our time here. It says, thou wilt show me the path of life. Now, we that are saved, we have eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. But we are to live and to occupy and to serve God here on this earth until such time as God calls us home through death or the rapture. And so we have a choice. And God's word sheds light upon God's plan for our life. God's not willing that any should perish. That's what Scripture says. The Bible says in Psalms 119 and verse 105 that the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And it gives us the light, lets us know God's will. The grace of God has appeared to all men. And so it's God's providential plan that all hear about redemption, but not all will accept it. That's the free will and choice of man. We will accept the will of God or we will reject it. And the Word of God reveals God's plan about forgiveness. The Bible says even through the blood, there's forgiveness of sin. That is the will of God, that we would accept the forgiveness that was offered to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, and that came about because of the Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross of Calvary, rising again the third day, and being that spotless Lamb of God of atonement for you and I. The Bible says that we can be accepted by God. How are we accepted? The Bible teaches us in Ephesians that we are accepted by the Beloved, by the Lord Jesus Christ. We are accepted by God, not because we're worthy, not because we're humans and we are have abilities to do certain things, intellectual things or physical things, or we're good with our hands or good with our minds. We are accepted by God because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are accepted, and the Word of God reveals that to us. The Word of God reveals to us that we are adopted, or we have the opportunity to be adopted into the family of God and grafted into God's family because of the Lord Jesus Christ. So in Psalm 16, verse 11, when it says, thou wilt show me the path of life, that is the path for you and I, and it's revealed to us through the written Word of God. That's why it's so important that we spend time personally. Praise God that you are here with me in the pastor's study. And I've actually enjoyed it more and more as we get into it. I've enjoyed spending this time with you, seeing you show up week after week to be with me, to study and to spend time in the Word of God. But the Bible says that you are, as an individual, a child of God, you are to study, to show yourself approved unto God. And so, as the Word of God says to us in Psalms 119, verse 105, that it is a light unto our path, that it reveals what God would have us to do. And so we're to spend time in the Word of God. If you want to know what God would have you to do as a child of God, you must spend time in Scripture. You must spend time in Scripture. I think some of you may have heard this statement here several times the last week or two. The experts are moving the goalpost concerning the virus. You know, they say one thing and then a couple of weeks later, I'm not particularly concerned with them moving the goalposts. I think they're learning things and trying to learn the best they can through these things. But it is frustrating through the finding the plan of operation in today, dealing with this here situation that we find ourselves with this virus. But God does not move the goalpost. The scriptures are the same. They're settled. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so God's plan for you and I, and the particulars thereof as far as living a Christian life and a godly life, are found in the scriptures. And we're going to have to spend time in there, and we're to follow the path of life through scriptures. And then as we travel through scriptures, just like God showed up to Jonah, and he said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. There is times that God's going to show up in our life because we're living the written word of will of God for our life. And he's going to say, listen, you've been faithful to the word. You've been faithful to the principles and the precepts. Now I'm going to move you to do a particular thing in your life that I'm only asking you to do. And we're only going to be able to be found faithful in that portion of the revealed word, will of God for my life is if I'm faithful to the written word of God. The absolutes, the principles, the precepts, that which is written therein, line upon line. And Pastor, it's hard. Certainly it's hard because it's written and given to us by a holy and righteous God. But the more we live and the more we cultivate and the more we dig into the scriptures and scripture becomes real in our lives, the more we will be conformed into the image of God's only begotten Son. And as we do that, we move on to the next principle we find in Psalm 16, verse 11. He says, number one, thou wilt show me the path of life. Number two, in thy presence is fullness of joy. Dear friend, the only way we can be in the presence of God is to live according to Scripture. God is not going to go against Scripture to allow us to enjoy fellowship. He doesn't bend the rules so that you and I can have and enjoy the fellowship with God. If we want to be in His presence, we have to draw nigh to Him. Now, God has made a provision for us to be able to draw nigh to Him. This is a wonderful truth. If we can just fathom it just for a little bit, I told you we was going to spend most of our time, all of our time in this verse, but I need to show you a truth that is found in John 14 and verse number 16. And I want you to see it for yourself. I don't want to just read it. John chapter 14 and verse number 16. John chapter 14, verse number 16. I'm going to give you a time to get there. So as God has made a provision for His plan of salvation, you know, when the Bible says in Revelation that Jesus Christ was a Lamb of God slain from the foundations of the world, that was the will of God from the very foundations. And when God has made a provision and He made a promise and made a plan, it is full to the fullest. It is yea and amen. And so when Christ came on the scene and we are born again by faith in Christ, look what it says in John chapter 14 and verse 16. And Jesus, this is Jesus praying, He said, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you for how long? Forever. Forever. This is a wonderful truth, and the presence of God and the fullness of joy. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, you know, and long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, and against such there is no law. In the presence of His fullness of joy. But we cannot enjoy the fullness of that which we have in the presence of God if we are living contrary to Scripture. The Spirit-filled Christian. The Bible teaches us that when we are, when the Spirit has come upon us and lives within inside us, Acts 1:8 says, we shall receive power to become witnesses in the presence of His fullness of joy. When the Bible says there's joy in heaven and great rejoicing when one sinner comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that is because we as God's children have been watering and planting and sowing the seed. It's fallen on good ground, and someone received that word which we sowed, and they accepted Christ by faith, just like you and I, and there's great joy and rejoicing in heaven. Now listen, when you live and walk in the Spirit of God, you are living a very purposeful life for God. The opposite of living a Spirit-filled life is being carnal, walking in the flesh, and when you live in such a way, we quench the Spirit of God. And when we're quenching the Spirit of God, dear friend, we cannot enjoy the presence and the joy that is there for us to have. That's why when the Bible says, thou wilt show me the path of life. God, I rightly do not know the path of life. God says, I've preserved the word. Study Scripture. Get into the Bible. When the Bible says we should live this way, it is so that we would live according to God's way. When the Bible says we shouldn't live that way, it's so that we will not live contrary to Scripture. And as we do that, we are accepted in the beloved. And as we draw nigh to God, how do we draw nigh? By living the principles and precepts of Scripture. The Bible shows us they're a lamp under our feet and a path of life, a light under our path. As we draw nigh to God, then we are, He draws nigh to us and He pulls us closer and spends time with us. And when we humble ourselves, He exalts us. How do we get all this? By the revelation of Scripture. And that's when we enjoy the fullness of God's joy and the presence of God. We cannot live contrary to Scripture and enjoy the fullness of God. It's impossible. God's presence, dear friend, is with you through the Holy Spirit of God. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Your body is now the temple of God when you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So He will show you the path of life, and He will also dwell with you, and His presence will be with you. God's presence is with you. And then the third principle I see here in Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, at thy right hand, speaking of God the Father, there are pleasures forevermore. I'm going to pause here just for a minute. And I want you to think about this here passage. The Scriptures which we read, thou wilt show me the path of life. God, this is what the psalmist is saying to David, to God. God, you will show me the path of life. God, your presence is with me. Your presence is there. Now, God, I want to enjoy the pleasures that you have to offer to me. Because to be honest with you, dear friend, listen, there is times in every Christian's life. There is times when the winds are contrary, either by choice that we have made to go away from Jonah, like Jonah did, either by our choices the winds become contrary, or either that we may learn to rest in the peace of Christ and God, and He takes us into a storm on purpose to show us once and again that He is with us, just like He did with the disciples. There's a couple of times in the New Testament, in the Gospels, where they were found in the storms and Jesus calmed the storm that they were in. In other times, He was in the boat with them there. But listen, there is times, dear friend, where the winds are going to blow contrary. They're not going to be smooth and easy and just a cool little breeze. There's going to be deep sorrow and darkness that you and I, as a child of God, are going to go through. That's why we have to understand these principles. That when we go through these dark times and these sorrowful times and these times when the winds blow contrary and we don't understand why, is it because we've made bad choices? Or are you teaching me something? God, I don't understand what's going on in our life. This is why the principles of God's Word is so important to us, that God's plan for His people is pleasures. Listen what it says. Pleasures forevermore. You know what that tells me, dear friend? That the storms of life are not going to last forever. You know what it tells me? That the storm and the rain and the billowing waves are going to cease. That the darkness of night, the sunlight is going to shine once again, because God is in control. There is coming a day, dear friend, when there will be no more sin. Unfortunately, it's not today. There's coming a day, dear friend, when there will be no more sorrow. But unless Christ comes back in the middle of this sermon, it's not today. There's coming a day, dear friend, where there'll be no more suffering. No more heartache, no more pain. But that day is not today. There's coming a day. Jesus said, let's look again at another principle. Let's tarry off into John just for a little bit. Let's just ferret out a scripture here. John chapter 14, verses 1, maybe past 3. We may read a little bit past, but let's read at least verses 1, 2, and 3. Before Jesus left this earth, He made a promise to you and I. Look what He says here in John 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. Let not your heart be troubled. He says, Jesus says, you believed in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He's speaking to you and I. You and I that are His children. You and I that have trusted Him as your personal Lord and Savior. When I read this scripture, Jesus is saying, Lane, I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if you know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, He's preparing a place for you. He said, if it weren't so, I would have told you. But I'm going to prepare a place for you. And look what He says. And if I go and prepare a place for you, Lane, I will come again and receive you, Lane, unto myself, that where I am, there ye, Lane, may be also. Oh, dear friend, in our text, the Word of God said in Psalm 16, verse 11, Thou wilt show me the path of life. He has. He settled it in Scripture. And in thy presence is fullness of joy. We are constantly in the presence of God if we are His child by the Holy Spirit of God. John 14:16 said, I will be with you forever. That's what the Scripture says about the Holy Spirit of God. We believe the Bible to be true, and the Bible says that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, these three are one. So we are always, as a child of God, in the presence of God. We don't have to have a high priest go into the presence of God for us. We are always in the presence of God. Listen, dear friend, we as Christians should strive with all of our strength and might and all of our endurance and all of our ability to shine forth the love of God to this nation, to our friends, to our families, so that they have the ability to come into the fold of God's family like you and I. You say, Pastor, I'm faithful to share Scripture. I'm faithful to plant, to water. But it just seems like nobody's listening. It's not our job, dear friend, to save them. It is our job to cast the net. Ken and I are going through a study of Matthew every day together. And a couple of days ago, we went through a portion of Scripture that brought out a principle about fishermen, about the disciples being a fisherman as they cast the net. As you cast the net and you draw it in, it doesn't determine, oh, that is a bass, that is a red drum. That the net just catches. And unfortunately, sometimes it catches fish that are not edible. Dear friends, sometimes we share the gospel with folks that are not going to receive it. They're not going to hear it. But we are to cast the bread upon many waters so that there might be somebody, if but one, would hear the gospel message and accept Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. You say, is it really just as important for one? Don't you remember the cross, dear friend, where the multitudes was everywhere, but Jesus spoke with a common thief and said, today thou will be with me in paradise. Then he said to the Father in his words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God's plan for our life, dear friend, is that God wants to show us through Scripture how to live pleasing to Him. And then He says to us, I'm with you. You know, you and I have had friends said, I'm with you. I've got your back. I've got your six. I'm covering you. Then when things get all hot and fired up, you're standing there alone. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I've given you the Holy Spirit. He said in John 14:6, I pray to the Father that the Father would send another comforter and that He would be with you forever. Oh, what a blessing it is to be a child of God. That the Spirit of God, God Himself, would live within you and I. And as we draw close to God, He says, and there are pleasures forevermore. Forevermore. Unending pleasures in God. Oh, it's got to be difficult here. God, He never promised us an easy life. He actually told us, yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But even here upon this earth, with the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit of God living and within inside of us, we enjoy God's presence. I don't know about you, dear friend, but knowing that I am constantly in the presence of God should be a sobering thing. You say, preacher, it is an amazing truth to know that God dwells within me. But I falter and I fall. He knows that. That's why he says, the righteous man riseth yet again. He knows that. You remember last week when we went in Isaiah, he said, and the youth shall utterly fall. We shall fall. We shall falter. We shall sin. But dear friend, when we go to him, he is there to intercede and to forgive and to forget and to draw us right back into his arms, sit us back upon that solid rock so that we can walk forward in life for him, that we can bring honor and glory to him. Let's listen for a moment as Brother Fry sings the last song, and then we'll close in a word of prayer.
I once was lost in sin's dark valley, drowning in life's angry sea. Go down, no one to help me, but Jesus' love has lifted me. The storm around me rages, I'm holding to his nails gone. Brought me out of troubled water, set my feet on peaceful land. Now I'm free from angry waters. By faith I'm washed in Jesus' blood. I'll drink water clean and peaceful, the flows down from the throne of God.
Amen. Set our feet on peaceful land. I tell you, to know the peace of God and to the presence of God that's with us and to understand that there's pleasures forevermore. Oh, what a truth. Psalm 16:11. I hope you enjoyed that tonight. I did. I enjoyed studying it, getting ready for it, and presenting it to you tonight, and then allowing God to speak to us together and fellowshipping together through technology. It's been a blessing tonight. Looking forward to seeing you in Sunday school this Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, our morning worship service. Looking for God to do great things. Be in prayer for Brother Martin and his family as they drive in. Let's go to Lord in prayer. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Bless us, Father, as we serve you and honor you. Forgive us where we failed you. Cleanse our hearts and mind. Help us to reflect the love of Christ. Thank you, Father, for saving us. Thank you for the truths that we find in the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You have a blessed night.